Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Oh, you know that music. Sabres game day. They begin a bit of a road trip here. Back to back tonight in Utah, tomorrow in Colorado, I believe Saturday in Detroit. And boy, they have been just injured to hell. It's not even just injuries. It is also extenuating circumstances off the ice as well. We bring in now Paul Hamilton here on the Western Hotline. And Paul, yeah, it feels like every other day another big blow is coming to the Sabres.
Yeah, it does. You just get a couple of guys back, then a couple more go down. You know, in Kulik and Zucker's case, I mean, it's not, quote, injuries. They didn't pull a groin or break a leg or, I mean, for Kulik, he was getting the fluid around his ears checked out. And while they were doing that, separate from it all, they find a blood clot, which really, from a human interest standpoint, is good they did.
Yeah,
that can kill you.
Yeah,
if that goes untreated, that can kill you. I mean, I'm not exaggerating here. So, I mean, it's good they found that. But and then Zucker is so bad. He has, you know, he came on WGR yesterday morning with the boys and said, Lindy Ruff said Zucker hasn't had solid food in 9 days. So not only is he that ill, when he is able to get back on the ice, he's got to get his strength back.
Yeah.
How long does that take? I can't tell you.
I mean, it's incredible. And I don't use that word positively, of course. It's just, it feels like blow after blow after blow. And yeah, you're looking at human interest stuff here. Zucker not eating solid food for 9 days, the Kulik blood clot, and then Dahlin having to go back to Sweden. He dealt with something horrific in the offseason. And then you also just have other injuries. Benson's picked up an injury here or there. It's incredible. And now they're on this road trip.
Benson
Utah
starts the season taking a punch to the face.
Right. He starts the season, gets an infection or so, whatever happened there.
Well, don't forget the one injury they couldn't afford to have, and it was the first one. Josh Norris. They have nobody to fill in for Josh Norris. This team has no depth. I mean, the Florida Panthers are hanging in there okay, and they don't have their top two players who are superstars in Barkov and Tkachuk. Ottawa, look where they are. Brady Tkachuk isn't playing for them. Batherson didn't play for a long time. You know, maybe it hasn't been as, the injuries haven't been as numerous, but they certainly have lost their best players. And, you know, they're hanging in there too. So not only do you have injuries, but Bo Byram has just been nowhere this year. This is a guy who's a fourth overall pick. He's playing like a street free agent right now. And it just, you can't have that. You can't have, you know, playing like that. I mean, Peyton Krebs is a number one pick. Again, he's playing like somebody claim off waivers. Jack Quinn, high number one pick. He gave you, what, four games?
Yeah, he's had some flash. Where
he lived up for it, lived up to it. Now, Owen Power, I think, has had a pretty good season. He had that one or two fairly bad games. I thought, actually, he stepped up pretty well in Darlene's absence so far. So I think that's encouraging to see some of the improvement that I've seen in him so far this year. But, and then, you know, nothing. Tage Thompson, nothing. I mean, your best, not only do you have the injuries, but your best two scorers were slumping. And now they both, they. It's interesting how Ryan McLeod, when he was with Doan and Tuck, I believe Money Puck had them the seventh best line in the NHL. And I think we could have guessed that without even seeing the analytic numbers. But you could just see how good they were together. So in the third period the other night in Carolina, when they have an awful second period, they put McLeod with Thompson and Tuck. I think they spent the whole third period in the offensive zone and scored two goals. And it just seems like McLeod really has a knack for being able to help with lines and help motor lines. He has that speed, which helps. And so he has helped two different lines now, but and I don't disagree with Lindy having him up there, but with him up there, you're a one-line team. I mean, people like to number lines. All right, I'll number lines for you. You got a first line and three fourth lines, basically, is what you've got right now. But I'm not criticizing. I think you almost have to. I mean, you had to get Tuck and Thompson going. And, you know, splitting them up and having other people around, or maybe having put Doan back with Tuck and McLeod, and hopefully Thompson can get out. Thompson wasn't driving lines. He was just blah. So you got to get him going. And maybe after that third period, what we saw, McLeod, you know, will help those two get going and he can get on the board.
One of the combinations I saw from yesterday's practice, Paul, that I am back to a little bit more intrigued is they reunite Östlund with Rozane and Quinn. It was one of the more entertaining lines the last time they play Utah, oddly enough. And now they have a chance here again to kind of reform a kid line, so to say. Quinn being part of it, but, you know, it's Östlund and Rozane who've played a lot of time together on task in Rochester. They play well together in Rochester, and now here they are again having an opportunity. And hopefully it becomes a first line, only two fourth lines, and a kid line.
Well, one of the reasons, I don't know if people realize this, no team in the NHL this early in the season has done more to ruin the Buffalo Sabres than the Utah Mammoth. The Utah Mammoth are the reason the Sabres have the worst record in the Eastern Conference. Not only did they come into Buffalo and play much better than, and then goalie them totally, since that game where their goaltender stood on his head for the first period and then basically stood in the crease after that, they've given up 15 goals in three games. Mm-hmm. So that's they have lost three straight games and five out of six. Well, who have the Mammoth lost to? Tampa Bay, Montreal, Ottawa, and Toronto. And then they come in and beat the Sabres.
That's all the Atlantic.
I mean, yeah, just doing absolutely zero favors. Thanks, guys. We gave you Paterno.
Nobody
Thank you.
Has done any. Nobody has been worse to the Buffalo Sabres in the NHL than the Utah Mammoth early in the year. You know, with what they've done. I mean, the teams around Buffalo, they're handing 2 points to. They hold Buffalo to no points in the game they play them, and they showed that you can score on them because in the last three games against Montreal, Ottawa, and Toronto, Utah has given up 15 goals. So I don't know if they're going to be a little mad as they come home now from that debacle. But at least you know they can be had. You know, at least you know they're not the best team in the National Hockey League. At least you know in Carolina your top your top players were your top players again. So just pick up where you left off in the third period, and I think you'll be fine. And I think you can come in and win this hockey game because your best players are going to be your best players. And if you get some production out of some of your best players, you can come in this game because you've got to win this game. You've got to. Look at where they are right now. I really, mm-hmm. really hate saying this. I really mm-hmm. do. But this is the early crossroads that they have failed for the last 14 years. Early in the season, I mean, it was just around Thanksgiving time when the 13-game winless losing streak, whatever you want to call it, hit last year and eliminated them. Here they are. You know, they've now lost three in a row. They have the worst record in the Eastern Conference, and they're 4 points out of the playoffs. You go into Utah, Denver, and Detroit and get nothing, that's it. Yeah. By the weekend, you're done.
That's the scary part of this too, Paul.
Because it's the same thing mm-hmm. that I have. You guys, I know you have heard me say this for how many years. You were probably in junior high school the first time I said it. It was like, okay, all right, let's say you're down 6-7 points by the end of the weekend if the disaster hits. If you're in ninth place, I'm probably not even mentioning it. It's like, all right, you're down 5-6 points. You can make that up. The team in front of you for the playoffs, there's only one team in front of you. You can get that. That's not a big deal. You're not eliminated. You're fine. You just got to start winning some hockey games. But right now, you have to leapfrog every single team in the conference.
Again.
Up till eighth place. You have to leapfrog everybody to get there. Right now, you're 4 points back. If you come out of here and you're still only 4 points back by the end of the weekend, okay, you're fine. You haven't eliminated yourself. But if you're 6 or 7...
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kevin, and you have to leapfrog everybody?
Again.
Again? Ain't happening. It's just not. It's not going to happen. They almost did it the 1 year when Florida got in by one, you know, beat the Sabres by 1 point. They leapfrogged 5 of the 6 teams they needed to get by. So they almost did it once. But it's just an awful tough task to have every team in the East have to falter. Are they all going to falter for you so you can get by them? Even if you go on a modest winning streak of some types, yeah, you'll come up. They did last year.
Mm-hmm.
They were basically in dead last, and then that last month of the season, they played very well. They passed some teams, about half of them. But that's not good enough. That didn't get you anywhere. What did that get you? Where you go, well, maybe we can pick up where we left off this year. That's where it gets you. and they're finding out they can't because it's a different team. It's different guys.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to pick up where you left off. It's a different team. So this game, to me, I know it's November, and I know there are 82 games, but this game, Colorado, I don't know. What are you thinking? 3 points maybe minimum in these three games, minimum. To stay alive.
That's kind of what it feels like. And Paul, this is the frustrating, scary, however you want to put it, situation is we've already laid out how they look in terms of the injuries. They're not getting any good deals here. It is all a raw deal.
Nobody's coming back in these three games.
No, exactly. And to a certain extent, outside of the human interest, I think a lot of Sabres fans are kind of like, okay, we do this every year, though. You look like this. I mean, we're three losses in regulation away from on Monday. Everyone's talking about Gavin McKenna from Penn State and, you know, restarting the drought or restarting the tank all over again.
Well, they're ahead of enough Western Conference teams. Right. I don't think that's going to wind up being in the conversation.
No, but people will want it to be. That's the problem. Everyone will be like, all right, trade off Thompson, trade off Tuck, let's move on. And that's a frightening place to be. And it's not that long ago, Paul, that we were talking about, you know, does this team look different? And they did. They were picking up loser points. They're crashing the net. They're getting timely saves and good goaltending. They brought themselves back after starting the year 0-3. And it just has not gone that well. And you mentioned they got Utah. And then they've got a Colorado team that is white hot and is kicking people in the teeth. And then Detroit, who seemingly the Iser plan is starting to finally work and they're starting to look pretty good. It's just, it is not a comfortable Western road trip. It's not like they're going up against San Jose's and you know, starting it in Nashville or anything like that. It's not that at all.
Yeah, this is a 4-game road trip. You're already 0-1. And in your last three games overall, you've picked up 1 point. You're 0-2-1. You've lost all three. So, yeah, I mean, that's why you're the worst team in the conference because you've picked up 1 point and three. I mean, it was crazy when they were doing really well and only had one regulation loss in what was it, 9 or 10 games. And they're just basically sitting there in the middle with 1 point out of last place and 1 point out of the playoffs. But everybody was with them. The problem is everybody is leaving them right now. I mean, the teams that are with them are starting to dwindle. And now they're getting 4 points ahead or 3 points ahead. And because you can't afford to put a string of losses together with everything this tight.
You can't do that. Yeah, Paul. And it is getting to a point where it is frustrating. You mentioned a player that needs to step up in this amongst a couple of the players there. I do think that it's smart that Lindy Ruff broke up the Byram and Kesselring pairing there. Byram with Timmins yesterday, Bryson with Kesselring. Byram's got to be playing better, and it has been glaringly obvious. I think no worse, I think, than in that Carolina game that Byram was just almost a blight on the team that night in Carolina.
This is a fourth overall pick we're talking about, who I have seen live up to it at times. But, again, it's just not been good at all that you're looking at. It's too many guys who aren't living up to it. And you know, I was told because people were getting on Rasmus Dahlin, I said, come on, you got to give this guy some grace. I mean, none of you understand what he's feeling. I unfortunately wish I didn't, but I do. I know right. How scared he is. I've been there. I mean, you're helpless. There's nothing you can do. At least in my case, my wife was here. She wasn't in Sweden. But you know, it's that dominates your thoughts. We forget that athletes are husbands, fathers, you know, and that type of thing. And they go home and they have to figure out their bills and they have to figure out getting kids to school and figure, you know, just like everybody else does. They have a lot more money to operate with than everybody else does, you know, to figure things out. But things like this are happening to Rasmus Dahlin's fiance. It has nothing to do with money. You know, this is real life. So, you know, of course it's going to affect his play. Of course it's going to affect him as a human being. And you got to give the kid some grace. I mean, it's just, you know, and as I, you know, moving on to some of the other guys, people don't want to give Owen Power any credit because he doesn't hit people. And I couldn't care less if he throws another body check the rest of his career. If he kills plays and does better in front of the net and takes plays away there and joins the rush, I mean, it's killing plays that you need out of him. You don't need him to be standing guys up and killing them like Scott Stevens used to. I mean, you don't need him cross-checking people around the neck 25 times like Craig Revey used to. I mean, but you need him to kill plays. And I think for a lot of this season, he has. But in this town, if you don't have 15 hits in a game, they don't want to know anything about you. And I think there has been improvement in his game. I think he's improved his strength. I've noticed he can lean on people a little bit now. And that's all you have to do. You don't have to run him through the back wall. I mean, the overtime goal
yep.
that he gave up, the one, that's the example of what he needs to do and didn't. He had the guy covered, took him to the wall, but let him come off the wall and score. No, just you've made the play. Don't let him come off the wall and beat you to the net. That was the problem that I didn't like about it. He was fine until then. And that's where he has to learn. And at his age, take a look at what Victor Hedman was like at his age. Take a look at what Erik Karlsson was at his age. Take a look at what Rasmus Dahlin was at his age. They weren't Hedman or Karlsson or Dahlin. They were struggling. So it doesn't always happen like Quinn Hughes. You know, Quinn Hughes stepped into the league and he was fantastic.
Yep.
You know, it didn't happen that way for Rasmus Dahlin. You know, it took him a while too. So it doesn't always happen that way. You know, so I'm not saying that Owen Power is going to be a great defenseman. I don't know. But I still think he has the opportunity. What I am saying is he still has the opportunity. I believe he's 22 years old at age 22. I certainly wouldn't give up on Byram yet either. You know, I think he has the capability, because I've seen him do it, of playing like a guy who was drafted fourth overall. But too many inconsistencies from guys that should be playing better.
Paul, finally tonight, though, the return for Josh Doan and Michael Kesselring. Obviously, we had Paterka's return to Buffalo. Now we get the other side of the trade for Doan and for Kesselring. Their first game in Utah since being dealt over the offseason as well here. Doan has been a pleasant surprise. Kesselring, I thought he needed a couple of games because he had no preseason to get really warmed up here. And I do think that him being off of the pairing with Byram, it wasn't working between the two of them. So hopefully having Bryson there for Kesselring will be better for him there as well. But yeah, Doan and Kesselring tonight, their return to Utah.
I know. Bryson is who he is. He's a number seven yep. defenseman. That's who he is. But I just shake my head. The guy is always ready. He can go a month without playing. He played very well in Carolina. And he hadn't played in a while. And he jumps right in, and he's ready to go. He keeps himself ready. Most players can't do that. They need some time to ramp up if they haven't played in a month or whatever it was. You know, and so I thought he had a really nice game. You know, against Carolina, just jumping in after he hadn't played in a while. And that's what he's here for. He's not here to be one of the top six. There was so much hand-wringing when he got signed. I go, but you people just stop. He's a 7-8 defenseman. That's all they did. That's all they signed. Relax. They didn't sign him to play next to Dahlin. I mean, for what he is, that's fine. He doesn't complain. He knows what his role is. You know, last year he wound up in waivers in Rochester for a while. Again, went down, played well, didn't complain. And, you know, so it's just one of those guys that I just – too many people worry about Jacob Bryson and him being on the team and whatever. Just move on. There are a lot bigger fish to fry on this hockey team than Jacob Bryson being the seventh or eighth defenseman on this team.
All right, Paul. Game time tonight. It is the first Sabres After Dark, 9 p.m. start time, at least here locally, 8 p.m. pregame. We'll hear you on the pregame. But thanks for jumping on with us. We'll talk again soon, man. Enjoy the game tonight.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, Paul.
Hamilton there on the West Her Hotline. Yeah, they're gonna need to do something on this road trip.
They're going to need to do something,
I almost
think,
don't
tonight.
Count the Carolina loss, though, because they haven't won there since 16. So I'm like, yeah, our loss, got
yeah,
it.
They haven't won since – well – it would have been an awfully nice time to change
it
that.
It would have been a great time. I'm just not holding my breath for that.
But. No, yeah. But also, You haven't won in Utah.
No, that's right. That's right.
Ever.
That's right.
So
still fresh, but yes.
Yes, but fix that.
Yep. So Utah tonight at 9, tomorrow Colorado, same time, and then Saturday at Detroit.
Especially win that 7. Game because Colorado's literally the next night.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you got to win tonight.
Colorado, by the way, 11-1-5 to start the year. They've had one regulation loss. Yeah.
Yeah, win Incredible. Tonight, please. Please win tonight. Otherwise, this can get off the rails fast for them. Like Paul just mentioned, all of a sudden the teams that you were hanging around with at the bottom are leaving you at the tarmac.
Start really passing you. 803-0550, the number to call. We also have some injury news for Bills Bucks. Bucks running back Bucky Irving back at practice today. He has not played since late September, but he is at practice today. We'll see if that means he's playing this week, how much he practices today. But that is the report from Ian Rapoport and Rick Stroud down in Tampa Bay. Again, the number to call, 803-0550. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.